Yeah, man, welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Cobb. And yes, sir, we are continuing our series on root work. And for those that don't know, root work is a practice of accountability and ownership, starting with making change within yourself. So it's accountability for where you are right now, and it's taking ownership on where you want to be moving forward. And with that, over the last 2 years, every time I've watched a spiritual video, a sermon, a positive video, motivational video, and I've heard a quote or something that prompted me to take action in my life, make changes in my life, or look at myself and see what I can change about myself, I wrote the quote down. So it's hundreds of sticky notes in here of all these quotes over the last 2 years. And during this series, I've been picking five at random. And I'll tell you a little bit about what I might have been going through in my life at the time, or what that quote means to me and what it speaks to me. So let's get started with number one. The times when I'm tempted to look away are the times when I'm the closest to what God is bringing me to. This one here spoke to me about doing the work, being consistent, showing up consistently over and over and over, but you're not quite seeing the results that you want to see. You're not quite seeing that opportunity open up. And it gets to a point to where you either are frustrated, you are just done with going after this thing. You get to the point to where you think it might not happen. And that's when we start to get distracted. And I think it was Jesse Duplantis, and it said, if you want to be defeated, get distracted. So it's looking away, taking that moment, not taking that extra step, not doing the extra little work, not continuing to go on your journey. It's those moments that you might be that close, but you decide to turn around. Yeah, I think everybody, I'm sure, have seen that picture where it showed the two guys in like the coal mine and they were chipping away at the dirt. And the one guy stopped when he had one or two more hits to go to hit the jackpot. But the other guy just kept going until he hit it. It didn't matter how hard it was. It didn't matter how long he needed to go at it. He just decided that I'm going to just keep chipping away until I make it to where I want to get to. And that's the message here is, you never know how close you are to what God is bringing to you, but you just have to be diligent. You have to be consistent, and you just have to keep going. You might be right there. Don't give up now, man. Don't quit now. Don't turn away now. Don't get distracted by a new relationship, a new TV show, video games, mobile games with me. Just don't allow yourself to get distracted. Don't look for an escape. Keep working towards the thing that you're working towards. Keep being diligent. Keep being consistent. Keep showing up. You might be right there. Number two. You have not yet made peace with the strength God has given you because you are not yet good with what he didn't give you. This was a Stephen Furtick, Pastor Stephen Furtick talk, and he talked about us being focused on what we don't have, mainly looking at other people's lives on social media, around us in the community, looking at their lives, seeing what they're good at, seeing what they've achieved, seeing what they have, seeing what talents and what skills they have, and then judging ourselves based on that, judging ourselves based on we can't do what they do. We don't have that level of skill on that thing. But while we're doing all of that pointing and watching and critiquing and judging, we are neglecting the skill that we do have. God has given all of us a gift. He didn't give us the same gift. He didn't give us the gift that we admire the most, but he gave us a gift that we can develop and we can build and be elite in whatever field that is. So this one is reminding me to focus on what I got. Focus on what's in my hand right now. Don't try to look at a singer or a basketball star or a rapper or an entertainer and wish I would have had their talents. Wish I can be like them. Wish I can have their life. Because now I'm not managing and respecting and honoring the gift that I do have. And if I hone my gift, what does the word say? Your gift shall make room for you and put you in the place of great men. All the things that we want, the big dreams, the big visions, if we were to hone our gifts that we have, it will put us in position to get those things. So this is a reminder. Don't be so focused on what other people have and what they can do, and then judge yourself on that. Learn what you got. Study up on your gift. Develop your gift. Grow your gift. And let that be the leading force to you getting to where you want to be.
Oof, well, y'all better get with this. I'm loving it. Let's go number three, man. Number three.
Don't be disappointed when you don't get what you prayed for. Sometimes God will give you a change that you didn't even have faith to ask for. This one helps me to remember that it's not going to always go the way I want it to go. Things aren't going to shake out the way I want them to shake out. Everybody's not going to be with me as I move forward. Everything isn't going to be kumbaya all over the place. This perfect world that I create in my brain of how things are supposed to go, the timeline they're supposed to happen in, it's not going to happen that way. But know that God is working on something, and he could be working on something that's even bigger than what I even thought I could have. He could be working on something that's 10 times better than what I would have wanted to happen. And this helps me go through life a lot, to kind of let go of the reins a little bit, to know that most things are going to be out of your control. There's a few things that you can handle, your health, your mindset. I mean, there's not much outside of that, you know, yourself. Those are the things that you can control. So focus your energy on doing that. And allow God to build the life that he knows is best for you as you move forward. So, peoples, don't be disappointed when you don't get what you want. Because getting what you want might have led you down a path that could be to destruction. It could have put you in position for something way worse than you would have ever wanted to do or imagine. So pray, ask, seek, take action towards things. But if it don't go the way you wanted it to go, know that it's all working out for the good, though. It's working out for the best. And if you feel right in your soul that you did what you were supposed to do, then that's all you can do. Fair enough. Number four, we rolling today. The details will unfold as your obedience does. The details will unfold as your obedience does. So this one is talking about just being obedient to the next task, being obedient to the next responsibility that's in front of you. With me, I get so stuck sometimes on trying to figure out how things are going to go exactly. What's the next step? What's the next step supposed to look like? How is it going to work out if I show up here? How is it going to work out if I make this phone call? If I practice this video, will somebody call and then I'm able to use that talk and use that video that I practiced on? If I create this for this person, are they going to respond the way I want them to respond? Are they going to be as happy as I want them to be? Is it going just wanting to control the outcome of situations? And this is telling me you don't know what's going to happen. You really don't know what's going to happen. What will come from what? And with this situation, I always talk about me getting the gig for Empire. This was the gig I got on TV for as the security guard. I went to a audition for Superman. Didn't get the part in Superman, but the people, the casting directors that were doing Empire saw my audition for Superman and called and casted me for Empire. I just wanted to be on TV. I didn't know how I was going to be on TV, but I just kept showing up, kept doing auditions. And from doing one audition, I got the second job. And it was the same with the first movie I got. I went to an audition for Emmett Till. So anybody that know his story, I think he passed away when he was 14 or 15 years old. I was 26, 25 when I did this audition. So I'm obviously not getting the part. But doing the audition for Emmett Till, the Emmett Till story, the director of that movie knew another director that was shooting the movie and said, you'll be perfect for this part. I'm going to give him a call. And I got an audition for that, and I got that movie. You never know how it's going to pan out. But being obedient, I showed up for the audition that was placed in front of me. And then God made a way for it to benefit me outside of my control. So show up. That's the message here. Show up. Do the thing that you're supposed to do. Do the next thing. And allow the next thing to lead you to your next opportunity or your next task. But you have to show up. Don't wait for the perfect thing. Don't overthink it, thinking this might not be the opportunity that leads me, or this is too small, or this is a waste of time for me to do this. It's not, because you don't know who's in the audience. You don't know who's going to see the clip. You don't know how this is going to translate into other opportunities or other things that you may have. So even if you put it in the practical sense of a day job, do the small tasks. Do the small tasks. People are always watching. You may not think so, but people are watching. They know who the lazy ones are. They watch and see who are slow to respond when the request for help is thrown out in the chat. They watch all of that. So keep doing the small things, because one day an opportunity will come up, and who are they going to think of first? The person that's willing to jump in. The person that's been doing the work. The person that can hold the weight and the pressure. Be that person. Do the obedient thing. Do the next thing. You never know where to lead you. Number five, man, this is some heat today. Oof, I hope y'all loving this, man. Talk like where you came from. You have God in you. Talk like where you came from. You have God in you. Man, this has been a theme this week with the videos I've been watching of Eric Thomas. And it's speak what God speaks about you. Stop speaking your present. God is not in your present, and God is most certainly not in your past. God is always working towards your future. He has a future for you. So speak that. Where do you want to be? Quit talking about where you are. You already made it there. You got there. Ain't no point in talking about it no more. You are where you are. Where do you want to be? Because time ain't slowing down. It's going to be midnight, whether I want it to be or not, coming up soon. Time is not slowing down. So where do I want to be at midnight? And I decided I wanted to have this episode done by midnight. So I sat down and shot the episode. I didn't complain about or sit there and you know, get down on myself because I didn't shoot the episode yesterday when I wanted to. I ran out of time yesterday. That's the past. It's done. What can I do today? Because time is going, and today is about to be over, and tomorrow is going to start at midnight. So what do I want to get done today? I want to get the episode done. So I sat down and shot it. What do you want to do? What do you want to get done? Where do you want to be in 6 months? I'm on a fitness journey right now. I'm 2 weeks out from 6 months, and I'm going to do a whole thing on it. So I'm trying. It's been hard for me not to talk about it, but I got some work in over the last 6 months, man. And I'm going to try to share some stuff. I'm going to try to help you guys in it, help you guys grow with it. But that's going to be coming soon. July 4th is my end date for the program I'm working on. So, dude, what do you want? And start speaking that. Speak that into life. Talk about where you're going to be. Talk about the things you're going to achieve. Talk about the promotion that you're going to get. Talk about the money that you will be earning. Talk about the house that you will buy soon. Talk about the car that you will buy soon. Talk about the weight that you will be at soon. Put everything in future tense. This is what I'm going to be. I'm going to be this. I will be this. I will weigh this. I will have this. I will achieve this. My marriage will be this. My relationships will be this. Me as a parent will be this. I am moving towards these things. Quit focusing so much on where you are. You're already there. Just grow from here. Regardless of if you think you should have been further along the journey, if you think you should be in another place, that don't matter. You're here. So don't worry about the past because that's done. You can't change any of it. Don't worry about today because this you're here already. What are you going to do tomorrow? And if you want change, what steps are you going to do to make change? Because no one's going to change it for you. This is up to you. This is a solo mission. You gotta be the captain. You gotta be the co-captain. You gotta do it. You gotta be the one to make the change. Nobody's gonna force it for you, and nobody can't want it more than you. So speak your future. Speak like God speaks about you. God says you are wonderfully made. God says you have gifts that you've been given. God says have a spirit of self-discipline. God said you are amazing. Be amazing. Be extraordinary. Be great because you got it in you. You have it in you. So go show yourself that you do. And I'm going to end the episode there, people. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And you know we always end with negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So go create you some positive news this week. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.